This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 19th. Well, cattle markets yesterday traded fairly quiet, as they have for the previous two sessions. Ever since the big drop last week on Wednesday, the markets have actually traded in a very narrow type of range at the low end of the trade from Wednesday. So we haven't been able to regain that upward momentum. But obviously the downside momentum has been halted. And again, we're just trading basically flat over the last few sessions. Cash trade last week was firm, Fed trade around 114 to 115, which is steady to up one from the previous week, and it's up two from a year ago. Dress trade around 182 is up one from the previous week and up five from last year. Dress weights were unchanged at 824 pounds, but still down three from a year ago. Steer prices at 147 were unchanged from the previous week and up 5 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index yesterday down 43 cents at 146.69. So we are seeing that pullback just a little bit here over the last couple days. We've got prime rib prices at $425 a hundredweight. That's up 6 from the previous week and up 21 over a year ago. And 90% trimmings, which is your high-grade hamburger, that is at $240 per hundredweight. That's up 8 from last week and it's up 49 over a year ago. So we got year-to-date federally inspected slaughter up 1.1%, cow slaughter up 3%, dress weights are down 0.8% from last year, beef production is up 0.2% from last year. And again, this late in the year, you're probably not going to see a lot of changes in those averages, but that's really where we've been for the last several months. So it's pretty well entrenched, the trajectory we were on as far as beef production compared to a year ago. Box beef values were mixed yesterday. Choice down 168 to 239. Select was up 126 at 216. The spread between them down 294 at 2353. Movement was 103 loads. I think what I want to point out with all those numbers being thrown out there was getting back to the 90% trimmings, the hamburger, and that we've seen this over the last at least a month, that hamburger prices have just soared over a year ago and even from the previous weeks. And that can largely be attributed to the rising costs worldwide. You know, we import a lot of ground beef from New Zealand and Australia, and China has really stepped into the beef market over the last few months, and they've absorbed pretty much everything the major exporters have to sell, and that's Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Argentina. They've bumped up their imports significantly. So New Zealand is basically enjoying the market that the United States could have had without the tariffs. We had just reopened our market to China, our beef market, before the tariffs hit. So we didn't sell anything to them. And yet here we could have been the primary provider of beef to China if not for the trade war. So China went elsewhere. And again, they're pulling in beef from all corners of the globe, but it's pushing world prices higher and in turn pushing U.S. prices higher as well. So that's, you know, we've been able to enjoy, you know, higher beef prices because of the Chinese buying, but it could have been a lot better for us here in the United States. One of the things I think that will be supportive to the Fed cattle market is the Holcomb cattle processing, the beef processing plant in western Kansas, the one that got shut down because of the major fire here in the summer. That's expected to reopen on December 1st. So they'll start taking cattle, and that's going to ease up some of the pressure on these other packing plants that have had to run extra shifts, longer, more days, that now we're going to see more capacity come back in. It was estimated that the United States lost about 5% of its processing capacity with that plant offline. That was some of the pressure on, well, that was really the major part of the pressure and the washout in the futures market and the cash price in late summer, and stuck around for quite a while. We've managed to get back above that now, but you should see demand step up with that packing plant back online. The demand for cattle to fill that capacity is going to, I think, kind of get restored and get more balance in the processing part of this. So I would expect that it will be supportive for fed cattle prices. And it's coming on a market that's had a very good run here over the last couple of months. So this will be interesting to see if it's enough to continue to prop up this market that appears to be kind of stalling. February live cattle prices are very premium. They're like a $10 premium to the current cash price, and it's expected that you're going to see the markets, stay strong into, through the first quarter. But we'll see how that plays out. We'll see what the cattle on feed report gives us on Friday. We'll see what kind of numbers show up as far as placements and when we can expect to see, the lack of placements in July and August and in June too, for that matter, are a big reason why the market is so strong right now and over the last couple months, that a bit of a marketing hole developed in addition to world prices moving higher. We'll see if that can sustain itself. We are hearing reports of China already starting to rebuild their hog herd. Sow slaughter has dropped to basically zero, and there's some evidence that hog herd is starting to be replenished. They're still reporting some incidences of African swine fever up in the northern part of China, but I presume they're trying to eradicate certain regions and get the hog production ramped back up. The kicker here is that it's not going to be like it was. It's not going to be every small farmer having two pigs in the backyard. This is going to be different. They're going to do it like we're doing it here. They're going to have commercial hog production, major facilities, and they'll be able to ramp up pork production much more efficiently than they would have if they had kept it the same. So I would imagine that's going to add some pressure to a market that is, we never were really able to take advantage of this sudden drop in pork production out of China. It's going to take a while. I mean, removing sows and gilts from the slaughter capacity is going to prop up pork prices even more, but that will quickly remedy itself much faster than you do with cattle. So I think that window is closing. The Chinese pork potential is closing. Now the kicker would be if we found some sort of ASF here in the United States. There's no cure for it. There's no vaccine yet. And I think that would certainly be a very bullish development for beef, but that has not happened. So, we're not going to speculate on that too much. The bottom line is we're hearing reports that China is already starting to rebuild the hog herd. So within a year and a half, they'll be ramped back up. And so again, that window is closing if they're already starting that process. That does it for today. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.